Well, praise the Lord. It is wonderful to be here. Praise the Lord. To sing his praises, to lift up his name, just to add to our faith. You know, something about it when we sing, only believe. Only believe all things are possible. Only believe. You know, you start believing it. You know, it gets closer to home. And you know, when you reach out, you can touch the Lord. That faith that he puts in our hearts that begins to grow and expand and praise the Lord. It's a wonderful thing. It certainly is true. If we draw nigh to God, he draws nigh unto us. And I know I listen to testimonies from time to time, and you know, it's such a wonderful thing, you know, Muslims and all kinds of people who were suicidal and all kinds of needs that didn't know the Lord at all, but in that desperate moment crying out, if there's a God, help me, or whatever, and you know, God answers. Oh, I've heard such wonderful stories, such wonderful accounts. Brother Bad is one of those where, you know, in that desperate moment, God came and made himself real, made himself official to that person. I recently talked to a man who did some work at my house, and lo and behold, he'd been out there too, suicidal and in desperation, reached out for God. And praise the Lord, God became very real to him. That's our wonderful God, and what a privilege it is. We have his word tonight. We found the living God, or he found us, and we can touch him. We can touch the hem of his garment through faith. And praise the Lord, it's a wonderful thing. Amen. We are so blessed to know the living God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise our God. Amen. We're going to pray, and I know there are some prayer needs too, and I'll see if the Lord will bring them to mind here as we go before the Lord here tonight. Oh, Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you, God, that, oh Lord, you're here with us, Lord. You're that very present help in the time of trouble, Lord. And oh God, we just thank you that, oh Lord, you made it possible that we can reach out and touch you, Lord. Oh God, that you would come to us. Oh Lord, that you would come and sup with us. Oh Lord, that you would talk to our heart. Oh God, that you'd make yourself real to us and so available, Lord. Oh God, you know our times of need. And oh God, you know, oh God, how to help us. And thou art so willing to do so, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. And oh God, I ask, oh Lord, that you would be with your people tonight. I pray that you would speak to our hearts. Oh God, I pray that you give us that which we have need of, Lord. I pray that you would add to our faith, Lord. Oh God, I pray that you'd help us to touch thy very hem, Lord. We need you, Jesus. Oh God, we need your help, Lord. Now I pray, oh God, that you'd be with your people, Lord. Oh God, be with Judy tonight. And oh God, I pray that you'd help her, Lord Jesus. I pray that you'd touch her, Lord. I pray that you'd add to her faith, Lord. Oh God, you know her need, Lord. And I just pray, oh Lord, oh God, that cancerous mass would go in the name of Jesus, Lord. I take authority over it in the name of Jesus. And I ask, oh Lord, that you would touch her. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh Lord, for thou canst do all things if we could just believe you, Lord. And oh God, I pray for Deb Brundage too, Lord, and ask that you would meet her need too, Lord. Oh God, you know the affliction, you know the need, God. And oh Lord, we're believing, Lord, oh God, that you're going to deliver. Oh God, that you're going to touch her, Lord. Oh God, that you're going to heal her, Lord, that you're going to give her that strength to stand again. And oh Lord, to walk. Oh Lord, I pray, oh Lord, that you'd reach down and touch her, Lord, for you know her need. Oh God, praise you, Jesus. And God, I pray for Patty's friend too, Marilyn, Lord, that you would help her, Jesus. So God, I pray, oh God, that you'd strengthen that rotator cuff. And oh God, I pray, oh Lord, that you'd heal her, Lord. I pray, oh God, that you'd give her that ability to move it properly, Lord, that it would heal, that it would mend. Oh God, that she wouldn't need surgery, Lord. Oh God, we're coming to you, Lord. And we're asking, oh Lord, that you would do this work, Lord. Oh God, we thank you, Jesus, for you're able to meet every need, Lord. Oh God, oh God, and I thank you, Lord. I pray that you would touch, Lord Jesus. And God, I thank you that you brought Bill and Sue here tonight. And oh God, I pray that you'd be with them, Lord. I pray that you touch them also, Lord. Oh God, you know the need. Oh God, also, Lord, that you would also touch Bill's father, Lord. I pray, oh God, that you'd help him in this time of grief, Lord. I pray that you'd make yourself real to him. Oh God, I pray that he'd experience the joy of salvation, Lord. And oh God, that you'd work in his heart, Lord. Oh God, you know all things, and we do bring it before thee, Lord. And likewise, you know the needs of all your people, Lord. I pray, oh God, that you would move, Lord, that you touch lives, that you change us, that you give us faith, Lord. Oh God, faith to believe you, Lord. Faith to stand on thy promises. Oh God, we put it into thy hands, and we ask, oh Lord, that your word would have free course here tonight, Lord, that you take this word and use it. Oh God, that the devil would be bound in all his adversaries, Lord, in the name of Jesus. For we take authority over, oh God, the prince of the air, and oh God, all his devices, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood. Oh God, let your spirit move. Let it touch our hearts. Oh God, I pray that there would be conviction. I pray that there would be power, Lord. I pray, oh God, that there be authority in the name of Jesus, in your word, Lord, and in thy promises. Oh God, let us trust. Oh God, we thank you in Jesus' name. Have your way. We ask in Jesus' precious name, by the power of the blood, Lord. Oh God, touch your people and meet every need. I ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise our God. Oh, our God is so faithful. Praise our God. Oh, thank the Lord. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. We're going to be talking about faith tonight. We'll call this faith that does not waver. And I think this is something we've all talked about from time to time. And, you know, we all want that kind of faith, a faith that stands on God's promises and you know, takes God's word as from what it says, you know, and just believes it in simplicity. And, you know, I believe the Lord would have us to have that kind of faith. Praise the Lord, and to get to that place, yes, where, yes, we can grasp his great mercy and that great availability that he has made for us, even to touch the very hem of his garment. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Yes, we want that unwavering faith. Let's go to James, the first chapter, and read this familiar portion of scripture here. James chapter 1, praise our God. Praise the Lord Jesus. It says in verse 1, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations. And here, let me just say, divers, of course, means diverse. And temptations, I think the context here would imply that it's talking about things like testing or trials. And, you know, this is kind of a, you know, a statement you maybe wouldn't always expect, but because, you know, when you're in the midst of a trial, it's kind of hard to have joy, to be really happy you're in the middle of a trial. But here, yes, we're admonished to count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations. And verse 3 goes on to say, to explain, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Oh, patience doesn't come easy by any means. And the Lord knows what it takes to break us down, to help us to submit, to become that person that we need to be in the Lord. So there's something that comes from this trying of our faith. And it's explained as being patience. And to go on in verse 4, but let patience have her perfect work. Oh, praise the Lord. There's something to our trials. There's a reason for them. The Lord's working in us to bring about His will, to bring about that perfection that needs to come forth from our beings with His help. So He says, but let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Oh, praise the Lord, to get to that maturity with the Lord, that patience bringing about all of that so that we could stand before God one of these days and hear Him say, well done. Verse 5 tells us, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. And you know, liberally means generously. You know, God isn't stingy. You know, He gives bountifully, if we could just believe and expect. Praise the Lord. And you know what? It's dear. He says, and upbraideth not. In other words, He doesn't scold. He doesn't rebuke and say, oh no, you've asked me 100th time and that's just it. You know, but no, He's so patient with us. He's so willing to hear our supplications and hear the requests of our heart. And so, yes, He doesn't upbraid. He doesn't scold. He doesn't rebuke. And it says, and it shall be given him. Oh no, He invites us to come to Him. He invites us to make our requests known unto Him. And He's so willing to bring it forth. Praise the Lord. But then here we have a word of caution in verse 6. It says, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Oh my, so there we have it, you know, the Lord bidding us to come in faith and bring our petitions before Him, making them known. But the great need to ask in faith and to believe, not to waver, not to be all over the place and think, what if, what if, what if? But no, He tells us here clearly, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. And the explanation, he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. And yes, says here, let not that man think he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Oh, so that is the written word here. Let's go to the book of Mark here and read a verse or so. Mark chapter 11. I've been here before, but praise the Lord. Oh, how we need this. I know. We need faith in these times. We're living in perilous times. We're seeing the end of the world from everything I can see happening. And oh, how we need faith. Jesus asked, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith in the earth? And how we need it. Oh, we've got to have faith if we're going to stand in these evil days. So Mark chapter 11, verse 22. And Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Oh, praise the Lord. And let me explain that when he refers to a mountain, those are circumstances in our lives. You know, it could indeed be a mountain, you know, out there in reality, but I believe for the most part, he's referring to obstacles in our lives, needs in our lives, things that we need answers for. And he is telling us clearly that we could just believe and not doubt in our hearts that what we ask, what we have need of, shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. Praise the Lord. That's, you know, very clear. It's very definite. You know, it's very specific in that sense that, you know, nothing's, you know, going to be refused in that sense if we can believe and not doubt in our hearts. And explains in verse 24, therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Praise the Lord. Isn't that positive? Oh, the wonderful word of God. Oh, these reassurances that he gives us. But he did tell us in verse 25, and when you stand praying, forgive. If you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. And again, I'm sure this is here because it needs to be. And there are hindrances that come up against those things that we have need of. And certainly it could be things in the heart. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me, as it tells us in Psalm 66. But praise the Lord, God has made a way. But we don't want to have things deep inside that are bottled up and things that we haven't let go of. There is a great need to turn it all over to the Lord, and not only unforgiveness, but other things that maybe are inside the heart that would, you know, be a hindrance, be destroying our faith, be a setback, even separating us from God. We don't want any of those things. There is such a need to truly repent and turn it all over to God. Praise the Lord. But praise the Lord, when the heart is right, oh, you have that connection with God. Praise the Lord, and we can make our petitions known unto God and know that he is faithful. Know that he has meant what he has declared in his word. His promises are yea and amen. Praise the Lord. So thank God, if we could just believe, we can say to yonder mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. Praise the Lord. Yes, not doubting in our heart, but believing these things that we have need of. Praise the Lord. Our God is able to do it. Amen. Amen. Turning here to Matthew, the 18th chapter here. Going to verse 18 here in Matthew chapter 18. The Lord has given his church great authority and power. And here he's making a statement here to the believers. If we look at verse 18 here, Matthew chapter 18, verse 18. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind in earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Oh, praise the Lord. I'm so thankful the Lord is here tonight. Praise the Lord. We've gathered in his name, and the Lord Jesus is here with us. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes, to work in our hearts, to give us faith and all the responses that we need, of the answers that we need. Praise the Lord. But the Lord Jesus here, he's telling the authority that he has given his church, that we have authority in the Lord Jesus to bind those things that try to interfere. We have authority over the devil. Praise the Lord, as it tells us in Luke, the 10th chapter, that we can tread upon serpents and upon scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and know that nothing shall by any means hurt us. Praise the Lord. There's authority. We can bind those evil, aggressive, nasty spirits that try to tread upon us and overwhelm us and take authority over us. But no, we have great power. We do have authority in the name of the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord, when we were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus, oh, we took that name upon ourselves. Praise the Lord, and that saving name of the Lord Jesus gives us authority, oh, yes, to rebuke the devils and those entities that would come against us. Praise the Lord, we can bind them in the saving name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we are reassured here that whatsoever we bind on earth will also be bound in heaven. And oh yes, there are times that you need to loosen. Oh yes, there might be somebody that's bound in chains spiritually. They're just bound by the devil. And oh yes, there's a stronghold there, but we have authority in the name of the Lord Jesus to loosen. Praise the Lord, in the saving name of the Lord Jesus, to loosen that individual. Oh yes, maybe you think it's so hard-hearted that there's no way you can reach him. But praise the Lord, God knows how to make a way. And yes, we can also loose. And the Lord has promised that whatsoever we shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Praise the Lord. Amen. He responds to the cries of his people. He has given us power. Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and to the uttermost part of the world. Praise the Lord. He has given us power. When he filled us with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, praise the Lord, he gave us power. Praise the Lord. It is time to walk in that power. It's time to believe the Lord. Amen. Oh, praise our God. But sometimes I think we're like Peter was there in the 14th chapter of the book of Matthew. Here was Jesus walking on the water, and of course, at first they were frightened. You know, they thought it was a ghost. But anyway, Jesus reassured them, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." Praise the Lord. Isn't that beautiful? There are moments when we are afraid. Oh, it just seems like everything is coming against us, and there's problems, there's situations. Oh, there might be somebody that's trying to attack us. God only knows what's going on. But praise the Lord, if the Lord is with us, where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in their midst. The Lord is with us. He put his spirit within us. Oh, so he would abide with us, so he would never leave us or forsake us. We have the Lord with us. We have the Lord on our side. If God be with us, who can be against us? Praise the Lord. That's the authority we have in the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. And oh, yes, here was Jesus walking on the water. And Oh, Peter, when he realized it was Jesus and he was walking on the water, oh, Peter asked, he said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And you know, how unlikely, you know, that's something we can't do. But Jesus didn't say, hey, that's too wild, you know, nah, you can't walk on the water. No, Jesus said, come, come, come. And you know, Peter got down out of that ship, and praise the Lord, he began to walk on the water. Began to walk on the water. He was doing it. Praise the Lord. He was walking on the water to go to Jesus. Amen. He was doing it. Praise the Lord. But, oh my, he looked down. And all at once he saw the wind. It was boisterous. Oh, it was wild. It was raging. And he was afraid. Oh, that focus left Jesus instead of keeping his eyes on Jesus. He looked down. He looked down and he saw, oh, the waves. He saw he realized the wind was wild and all the waves were raging. And he was afraid. And oh, yes, that faith began to fail. Oh, that realization that, you know, if he kept his eyes on Jesus, he could walk to Jesus. But, oh, he looked at the waves and he began to sink. Oh my, how many times are we like that? You know, we have this boost of faith. Oh yeah, and we're believing, you know? We're making steps toward the Lord. We're believing. You know, the answer is there. We're gonna reach out. We're gonna grasp it. But you know what? Suddenly, all these thoughts start to clobber us, and oh, we get all these doubts and all this fear, this panic or whatever, all in that faith begins to waver. And all at once we're sinking. We're sinking just like Peter was sinking. But I love how the Lord responded. Oh, Jesus didn't, you know, scorn him or just let him drown. No, immediately it tells us, Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him. Praise the Lord, our gracious, wonderful Savior. Immediately he stretched forth his hand and he caught him and he said, oh, thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? See, that's what happened. The doubts came in and that he couldn't do it. He couldn't walk on the water because, oh, he was afraid. The doubts had entered in. And I think we experience the same quite often. We make steps of faith, like I said, but, you know, doubts can enter in. The thought process. Sometimes maybe somebody will say something to us. It might even be a doctor's verdict. You know, sometimes that doesn't build faith. I think, you know, what, you know, those kind of responses don't exactly help us. They hinder greatly. But praise the Lord. Oh, there's a way that we can reach out and touch the Lord while he passes by. Oh, if we can keep our eyes on Jesus and just have faith. If we look at the 15th chapter of the book of Matthew, praise the Lord. It's a wonderful little story here that I'd like to share. If we look down at verse 21 here, Matthew chapter 15, verse 21, it tells us, then Jesus went thence and departed into the coasts of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David, my daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. So here was a woman, she was, you know, she wasn't Jewish, she wasn't a Hebrew woman, and, you know, here she came forth, she had a need. It was a very urgent need, and somehow she'd heard enough about Jesus to know that he had the answers for every circumstance and he could meet her need. So here she comes and she's crying after him. She's saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. And in this case, Jesus ignored her. Jesus ignored this woman. It says in verse 23, but he answered her not a word. He didn't respond. He didn't answer her. Maybe he didn't even look at her. It says, and his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she crieth after us. Well, obviously, you know, she's cried once, and he has not responded. She keeps on. She's crying after them. She's behind them. She's trying to get their attention. And now the disciples are annoyed because she's making a lot of noise. She's been a nuisance. And they say, send her away, for she crieth after us. But what does Jesus do? He does respond. But, you know, this is what he says to her at that moment. It says, but he answered and said, verse 24, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. In other words, I came to my own, and you're not one of them. But you know, it did not stop this woman. I just see something so deep in her. You know, boy, she's been ignored. And now she's rejected. She's, you know, Jesus saying, I'm only sent unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And she wasn't a Jew. But she does not give up. No, it tells us in verse 25, then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. She's not giving up. And now she's bowing before him. She's worshipping him and still crying, Lord, help me. And now Jesus insults her even the more. He says in verse 26, but he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. Oh, dogs was a referral to Gentile people. And boy, you know, who would like to hear that? What an insult. But, you know, this woman, it doesn't get to her. She's not offended. Praise the Lord. She's not offended. So many times, you know, we let offenses come and clobber us and take us away from what really needs to happen. Oh, I don't like what he said to me. I'm just not going to listen anymore. I'm not going to go there anymore. You know, people often think that way. But she responded by saying in verse 27, and she said, truth, Lord. Oh, she didn't deny it. She said, truth, Lord. Yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Praise the Lord. Oh, the dogs get the crumbs, you know. And the crumbs of the Lord Jesus were pretty powerful. Oh, yes, praise the Lord. It tells us in verse 28, then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Praise the Lord. The Lord came through. You know, she was persistent. Oh, yes, she kept on. And you know, God saw it. He saw that faith that was in her. And he answered her petition. Praise the Lord. How many times have we just quit too early and maybe got offended and, you know, the insult or the, you know, being ignored or whatever, all like it was going on here with this woman from Canaan. Oh my, but praise the Lord, she continued. She didn't let those things hinder her. She went on, and as it were, she had touched the hem of Jesus' garment in that sense. Oh yes, that she could receive of her need. Amen. Praise the Lord. I also love in the second chapter of the book of Mark, here Jesus had entered into the house at Capernaum, and I think this was probably the house of Simon and Andrew. There's a referral to it in the first chapter of Mark, verse 29. But anyway, it tells us in verse 1 of chapter 2 of Mark, and again he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noised that he was in the house. So the news spread. Jesus is here. He's in that house. And pretty soon, oh my, so many were gathered together. It says, and straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them. No, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. Oh, they heard that Jesus was there. And oh my, so many came into that house that, oh, it was jam-packed. They were up to the door. There was no room left at all. And he preached the word unto them where there was a need. Tells us in verse 3, And they come unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. There was a man with palsy, and here it is. He obviously had four friends that were there to help him, and here they are. They're bringing him. He's born of these four. They're bringing him to Jesus. But when they get to the house, it tells us in verse 4, and when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, there were so many in that home, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. And praise the Lord, what a moment that must have been here. You know, they were so desperate. They weren't going to be denied. They were going to bring their friend to Jesus. There was no way to get into that house. But what do you do? They went up to the roof, took off some tiles, and praise the Lord, they let their friend down on the bed. Oh, yes, they brought him down to the spot where Jesus was. And praise the Lord, Jesus saw something. Oh, yes, he saw faith. He saw faith in their actions. Faith is an action word. If we have faith, it will show. There is a way that we can show our faith. You just don't keep it inside and think, I have faith. No, you express it. You believe it. You show it in every way that is possible to show it. Oh, praise the Lord, I've repeated this story before, but it's just coming to me at the moment. You know, Pastor used to tell this story of this individual who was blind. I believe it was a woman. And you know, she kept on telling people, the Lord's going to heal me, the Lord's going to heal me, the Lord's going to heal me. And obviously time had gone by, and you know, maybe months, maybe years, and she was still going around and telling everybody, the Lord's going to heal me, the Lord is going to heal me, I'm healed by the Lord Jesus. And praise the Lord, I'm sure people shrugged their shoulders and you know, maybe some ridiculed her and you know, who knows what all. But praise the Lord, one day she said it again. And praise the Lord, as she was saying it, her sight came back. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes, that faith that she had. Oh, if we could just have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, we could say to yonder mountain, be thou removed, and it will be removed and cast into the sea. Praise the Lord. Oh, a wonderful God. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise our God. You know, I just remember too, it's coming to mind that, oh my, you know, those years earlier when I obviously had a gallbladder infection and it was pretty bad. And I know I was jaundiced. I know I wasn't very well. I remember getting up that day and I'd been fighting it in a while. That's a few days, I think, or couple days for sure. But anyway, I got up that day and I didn't feel well at all. But you know what? It just came to me, I'm going to believe God. I'm going to believe God. I'm just going to go about and do what I can do. I've got children to teach. I've got responsibilities. And I'm just going to do what I'm going to do. And I'm just going to believe God. And He's going to give me strength to do it. And praise the Lord. That was such a moment, you know, because as the day went on, I remember going upstairs and being in my daughter Becky's bedroom and She was studying her vocabulary, and, you know, I know I was going to help her and maybe give her a test and all that sort of thing. And, you know, she said, "Mom, you don't look good. You're all yellow. You're jaundiced. Don't you think you better go to the doctor?" And, you know, I don't want to go to the doctor. I just want the Lord Jesus to heal me. Praise the Lord, you know. And, you know, whatever all was said, I'm not sure. But anyway, you know, it was so amazing because just at that time, I felt that funny sensation that I had there under my gallbladder. I suppose, you know, it left. It left. It left. Praise the Lord. Our God sees faith. Our God answers. There is nothing too hard for our God. Amen. We could just show faith. We could just believe God. If we could just stand on His promises and let Him do it. Let Him do it. There are needs. We all have needs. Oh, yes. But we serve the mighty God. We serve the Creator of the universe. Oh, praise the Lord. And He made us. And He knows how to fix us. Praise the Lord. There's nothing too hard for our God. We can stand on His promises and believe Him. Get rid of the hindrances. Get rid of the unbelief. Get rid of any sin that, oh yes, would stand to distrust you and to hinder you. Oh, my, thank the Lord. The Lord has made a way that we can give it all over to God. Oh, praise our God. Thank you, Jesus. We serve the mighty God, and He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. The same Jesus that walked the shores of Galilee and healed the sick. Oh, yes, and made the blind to see and the deaf to hear, raised the dead. That same Jesus is here tonight to meet our needs. Praise the Lord. Do you believe Him? Praise the Lord. We believe you, Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord, Jesus. Praise the Lord. But we want that faith that does not hinder. Praise the Lord. And oh, yes. The Lord's help, I'm going to try to go to the third chapter of the book of Daniel right now. Praise the Lord. And we know here in this third chapter of the book of Daniel, we have some of the Hebrew children. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We want to use the Babylonian names that were given them. But here they were. Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, had that dream, and Daniel had been so gracious to interpret it for him and all. But, you know, this Nebuchadnezzar obviously had quite a opinion of himself, let's put it that way. And, you know, after some time, I'm not sure how long, it tells us that he made an image of gold. And it was a big image. It was tall. It was 60 cubits, and it says the breadth thereof 6 cubits. We've got a big image here that Nebuchadnezzar had put together. If a cubit is 18 inches, then we would have this image of gold about 90 feet high and 9 feet wide. And yeah, he put it up there in the plain of Dura, in the province of Babylon. And then, oh yes, he made a big declaration. He sent together everybody that was important. The princes, the governors, the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces. He had them all come to the dedication of this image which he had made and had set up there in the plain of Dura. And so, yes, they all come, and you know, the herald cries, I suppose maybe there's a trumpet and all this and that, and you know, to proclaim that, you know, it's commanded for all those that are gathered there, people, nations, languages, quite a group of people there that all were in charge of various capacities there in Babylon. But they were told that at the time that they hear the sound of the instruments, the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, the dulcimer, and all the kinds of music that they had there, that they were to fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Oh my. But on the other hand, yeah, y'all do it. You got to do it. You know, this is a declaration, but if you fail to do it, then you're going to be cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. And so, you know, they had the music sound and all the great gathering of officials that were gathered there, all these important people that were gathered there. It says all the people, the nations, and the languages, quite a representation, obviously, fell down and worshiped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. So it tells us in verse 7. But there were three men who obviously didn't comply. And it tells us, obviously, certain Chaldeans noticed, you know, that there were these three guys that were still standing that didn't bow their knee and worship the golden image. And so they went to tell Nebuchadnezzar, the king, you know, there's three Jews that you've set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, namely Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and these men have not regarded thee, O king. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. And I'll tell you what, Nebuchadnezzar found this very, very, very disturbing. It tells us in verse 13, then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. And Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now he's going to give them a second chance. He says, now if you be ready, that at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the image which I have made, well, but if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And then he challenges them, he challenges God, and he says, and who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Oh, he really thinks he's something. But you know, what I want you to note tonight is the faith that was in the hearts of these three Hebrew men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. This is how they responded. Verse 16 tells us, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. They were not going to, you know, ask for a reprieve. They were not going to, you know, stand around and consider this. No, they had a ready response. They were not wavering in their decision. It was deep in their hearts. And this is how they answered, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. In other words, they weren't going to be worried and concerned about what he thought or what he was going to do. It tells us in verse 17, if it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. And I'll tell you what, Oh, Nebuchadnezzar is just so full of himself. It tells us he was so full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace 1 7 times more than it was wont to be heated. It was already hot, and he was going to make it 7 times hotter. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Oh, what a story. You know, he is so upset with them. But oh my, and he's not going to waste any time either. He's so mad, he's so full of fury that, you know, he's not going to delay. And he has that furnace, you know, heated 7 times beyond what temperature it was at the first. I can't imagine that. And then he commands the most mighty men that were in his army to go and cast them into the burning fiery furnace. And here they are, these Hebrew children, these young men, they were bound in their coats, it tells us, verse 21, their hosen and their hats and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Oh my. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent, and the furnace exceeding hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. And what a thing it was. See, they hadn't needed time to determine what decision they were going to make to this king. Oh, he was asking a lot of them. No, you either bow down and respond, worship my image, or otherwise, you're going to be cast into the fiery furnace. But, you know, their hearts were set. They knew their God, and they had faith, and there was no way that they were going to bow down to the king's image. No way. O king, be it known unto thee that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Oh, that's how we need it in our hearts. We need it to be so strong. Oh, yes, if they try to bring forth, and we're living in the last times. Oh, my, you know, and it could be that, oh, yes, they're going to impose great things against us. That mark of the beast, whatever all, and however they might consider to do it, because, yes, that also is an image that they will erect, that they will put upon the face of the earth and expect all people to worship that beast system and the image of the beast. Whatever all that amounts to is coming upon the face of this earth. And yes, if you do not take that mark, if you do not comply, then you cannot buy, you cannot sell. Oh, it's like your life is cut off. We are living in these end times. We don't know what tomorrow may hold. We're seeing, oh, outrageous things happening right now. Oh my, it's on every side, it's on every front. We've had just a few moments here, a little bit of time to, you know, just continue to serve our God, to gather here. Oh yes. They have these moments to witness and to bring forth the glorious gospel yet. But oh, that day is coming. Oh, it's coming soon. Oh, yes, the beast will impose his system upon all mankind and expect compliance, expect, oh, yes, all that dwell upon the face of this earth to worship that beast. But oh, God, please put it in our hearts that, oh, we would have this kind of faith that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had. Oh, yes, you know, we don't need to go think. We don't need to ponder. Oh, my, we know that we're going to serve the living God, and there is no way we're going to comply with that system and take that mark upon our forehead or upon our right hand. Oh, there is no way. We serve the living God. We will not bow down to the beast. Oh, how we need that. That very spirit within our being. Oh, that determination, that spunk, that faith that does not waver. Oh, we know in whom we have believed, and we are persuaded that He is able to keep that which we have committed unto Him against that day. We know our God. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they didn't know for sure how God would respond. They knew that, oh, that fire could consume them. It consumed the most mighty man that Nebuchadnezzar used to bind them and throw them into the furnace. And they could have been destroyed in that fire. But, oh my, it didn't matter. They served the living God. It was deep in their hearts, and they had a faith that did not waver. Praise the Lord. And they declared it. Our God is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And He will deliver us out of thine hand, O King. But if not, be it known unto thee, even if you know, there's no deliverance from this fiery furnace, even if it consumes us. Know, O King, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Oh, it was deep in their hearts, wasn't it? Oh, God, please give us that same faith. Oh, that same love for the truth. Oh, yes, to buy the truth and sell it not. To have it so deep within our hearts that no matter what, we will not bow the knee to the worldly system. We will not bow to that beast, to that image. Oh, yes, the one world system that they're planning to bring forth. And we see how God honored the faith of these three men. Oh, praise the Lord. What a wonderful story this is. It tells us in verse 23 here in this third chapter of Daniel. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished, in other words. And he rose up in haste, and he spake. He couldn't believe his eyes. Oh my, he had these men cast into this exceedingly hot fiery furnace. Oh yes, it was so hot that the mighty man who threw them in were consumed by the heat. But here is Nebuchadnezzar. He's looking up, he's looking there, oh, at this scene, and there in the midst of that fiery furnace were not just three men, but he could see four men. Praise the Lord. And he said to his counselors, verse 24, did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, true, O king. He answered and said, lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Praise the Lord. The Lord God Almighty was with them in the midst of that fiery furnace. Oh, praise the Lord. Jesus said, lo, I am with you always. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Praise the Lord. He's with His people. Praise the Lord. He's not going to leave us when we need Him the most. In the midst of our greatest trial, He's not going to abandon us. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Our God is with us. Our God hears our cries. Judy, if you're online, the Lord hears you. He knows your need and He will respond. That's our God. He is faithful. He is able to answer. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above that which we ask or think. Praise the Lord, that's our God. Oh, praise the Lord, there they were, four of them. Loose. Oh, they had been bound. Those three Hebrews had been bound, you know, with those ropes, those chains, whatever, all. And there they are. And they're not, you know, they're not down, you know, they're not consumed. They're walking. They're standing. They're in the midst of the fire. And they have no hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Praise the Lord being with them in the fiery furnace. Oh, I praise the Lord. Oh, I worship the Lord. Oh, He is with His people and He's not going to abandon us. We need Him the most. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. You love Him tonight. Oh, we serve the mighty God. He is faithful. He is just. He is true. He is capable of meeting every need. And we could just believe Him and not doubt. Cast aside all the hindrances and all the things that try to interfere. Oh, yes. By His might and by His power, we can walk on the water. Praise the Lord. We can walk on that water as long as we keep our eyes on Jesus, as long as we can hold to faith. And oh, that faith doesn't waver. Praise the Lord. Our focus is single. It's on Jesus. We know that He hears. We know that He answers. We know that He responds. Praise the Lord. Oh, our wonderful God. Oh, it tells us in verse 26 here. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth of the midst of the fire. And the princes, governors, and captains, and the king's counselors being gathered together, all witnesses to the mighty power of God, praise the Lord, saw these men upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was a hair of their head singed, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. Praise the Lord, totally unaffected by the fire. Praise the Lord. Oh, our God, He told us that we could tread upon serpents and upon scorpions, all over the power of the enemy, all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound on heaven, in heaven. Whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. He has given His church power and authority. Oh, yes, to go forth, to believe God, to receive the promises, to walk in faith. Oh, praise the Lord. God makes a way. Praise the Lord. And oh, the miracle of this happenstance here. Oh, yes, those men. Oh, those three Hebrews. Oh, who had been cast into that fire. Oh, here they're out. They're being examined. Oh, what a marvel. Their bodies, you know, the fire had no power over it, over their bodies. You know, it was hot. It was dreadful. But yet, you know, they were unaffected. And there wasn't even a single hair of their head that was singed. And their coats weren't changed. There wasn't black spots and holes in their garments. And they didn't even smell like the fire. Oh, praise the Lord. The Lord is with us. Praise the Lord. The Lord was with these Hebrews. Oh, yes. And if He could do that for them, what can He do for us? Praise the Lord. If we can only believe and not doubt. Praise the Lord. If we can have that faith that does not waver. Praise the Lord. And oh, what an impact this made. That wicked old Nebuchadnezzar, oh my, was so full of fury and so angry and so full of himself, obviously, tells us in verse 28. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him, and have changed the king's word, and yielded their bodies, that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God." Oh, praise the Lord. See, it was firm in their heart. They had a faith that didn't waver. I don't care, king. Do what you're going to do. But I'm going to serve the Lord. I'm not going to bow to that image. I'm not going to serve your gods. Oh, we need that. We've got to be determined. This is, you know, it's not a maybe thing. It's, you know, it's not something, oh, you know, to contemplate. It's got to be firm in our heart. Oh, you know, this is my God, and I'm going to serve him, come what may. And then verse 29 says, "Therefore I make a decree that every people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, or a dunghill rather, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort." Praise the Lord. Do we realize how privileged we are to serve the mighty God? That's our God too. There is no other God that can deliver after this sort. It was something that could not be denied. The wonderful miracle of this event. Oh yes, God being with them in the fiery furnace. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise our God Almighty. And the last verse says, "And the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon." Oh, praise the Lord. It's a wonderful thing to serve the living God. And yes, as we've said, you know, he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's God, and he doesn't change. And oh, yes, you know, he will do what is in his will, what he has determined to do. And, you know, regardless of what it looks like on the surface, all things are subject to God. Oh, yes, he does allow certain things to happen, yes, to bring forth his will. Yes, all of these events that are unfolding in our midst are, yes, are because God is allowing it and has even determined that it should be. Tells us in Revelation chapter 17. And let's look at verse 12 here. It says, "And the ten horns which thou sawest were ten kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with a beast. These have one mind, and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. Praise the Lord. And he saith unto me, the waters which thou sawest where the whore sitteth are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. And the ten horns which thou sawest upon the beast, these shall hate the whore, and shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire. For God hath put in their hearts to fulfill his will, and to agree and give their kingdom unto the beast, until the words of God shall be fulfilled. And the woman which thou sawest is that great city, which reigneth over the kings of the earth." Oh my, all this will soon come to pass. Praise the Lord. But oh yes, God has put it in their hearts. All of these things that are unfolding, it's because God has determined that it would happen as such. And praise the Lord, you know what He has said, it will be. Praise the Lord. But in the midst of that, He knows how to preserve and how to keep His people, how to give us a strength that we could only have in Jesus. Oh, if we die, we die. But praise the Lord will give us a strength. And I believe if we have to go through the flames, that we won't feel the flames. I believe we will know that our Lord is with us, just as He was with those three Hebrew men in the fiery furnace. Our God will be with us. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes, these times that are coming upon the face of the earth. Oh, yes, you know, we're at the end. Revelation 14 talks about some of these end time details. Oh, the first angel, verse 6, that flies in the midst of the heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people, saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to Him, for the hour of His judgment is come, and worship Him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of waters. See, it's time, it's time, it's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time to turn to the living God. That cry is still coming out. There is still time. It's still available. There's still moments that you can repent and turn your life over to the Lord. You can get ready. Praise the Lord. You can still get ready. You can still fear God and give glory to Him. Oh, yes, for that hour of His judgment is come. And yet you can still worship Him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of water. And yes, following this angel, there's another one saying that Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. The third angel that follows declares that if any man worship the beast in his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. Oh, yes, and it talks about all those. There's no rest. The smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day nor night who worship the beast and his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. Oh, I pray that God will put that faith deep within our being, so that no matter what, that faith will not waver. Oh, we won't have to stop and consider, oh, whom we will serve, but it will be deep in our hearts. The Lord is our God. Oh, we will serve Him and no other. We will not bow the knee to Baal. We will not kiss His image. We will not worship the beast. We will not bow to His image. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. We're living in those times. But praise the Lord. I'm believing that God's going to give us a faith that does not waver. Praise the Lord. We can believe Him tonight. He's here to meet our needs. Praise the Lord. He's here to fill us with the Holy Ghost. Yes, He's here to meet that person who comes to Him in repentance. Praise the Lord. That's our God. And praise the Lord, the door of time is still open. Praise the Lord. Repent while you can and give your life to the Lord. Bow your knee now to the living God and let Him have your life. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. We worship You, Jesus. We praise You, Jesus. Oh, God, we ask that You would work. Oh, Lord, work in every heart. Meet the needs of Your people, Lord. Give us that kind of faith, Lord. Work in us in a mighty way, Lord. I pray, oh, God, that You would change the course of events that need to change, Lord. Help our faith not to waver. Oh, Lord, for we know that you are with us and will be with us until the end. Oh, Lord, you can give us a strength, oh, Lord, and an ability and great faith, oh, Lord, to prevail against the adversary. Oh, God, all the things that come against us. Praise the Lord to believe you, Lord, in Jesus' name, for whatever needs there are. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Our Lord is here tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're believing God. Oh, yes, we believe that he'll give us a faith that will not waver. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Worship him. Praise the Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. We stand on thy promises. We thank you, Lord. Oh, praise the Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Oh, praise the Lord Jesus. Oh, we love you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, God. Praise the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. All things are possible if we can only believe. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Oh, we love you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord Jesus. Thank you, God.
Praise the Lord. In closing, we're going to open our chorus books to number 78 and sing Keep On Walking by Faith, number 78. Keep on walking by faith. Just keep on walking by faith. I know he won't deny me. He's walking right beside me. Keep on walking by faith. Just keep on walking by faith. Just keep on walking by faith. I know he won't deny me. He's walking right beside me. Keep on walking by faith. Just keep on walking by faith. Just keep on walking by faith. I know he won't deny me. He's walking right beside me. Keep on walking by faith. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God. Oh.